Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mystic Records Radio. This is Part Your Go Home, and we're going to start off with a track from Death on the Radio. sorry about this feedback through the microphone. False Confession, that was Feline. And, yeah, they're still playing shows. And if you keep an eye on their Facebook page, False Confession, you can check them out at a show near you if you're in California. up a copy of their newest compilation album on mysticrecordshq.com. You can't miss it. It's a beautiful orange vinyl record.
Is that fucked up? You want to do it again?
Don't laugh. USA, don't be fun, don't be gay. Kick your ass, it's not like me. You can be what you wanna be. I'm not pretty, can't tell. Gonna be a cop from hell. A killer cop from hell. Killer cops from hell. Killer cops from hell. Killer cops from hell.
Hated principles. We have a guest that just popped up in the studio, and I believe it's Tequila Mockingbird. Hello, Tequila.
Hello, how are you?
We're doing great. It's beautiful and sunny, and the grass is green, and California just had a bunch of rain, so we needed that, and yeah, everything's good. How about in L.A.?
In L.A., we had no rain. It's absolutely gorgeous. The sun is shining. They're having a sale at Buffalo Exchange, a dollar for everything, so I might just wander over.
Where's Buffalo Exchange? Do tell.
They have one on Melrose. They have them all over. They're like a franchise. And today is Dollar Day for some benefit. So, you know, the money's going to a good cause. And even though I need nothing, I still want to support good causes.
Very nice. Okay.
So I saw pictures of Coachella. It looks like a ghost town. So
what's Coachella?
Yeah.
You mean the city?
Coachella is the big punk rock. Well, no, it used to be punk rock. Now it's corporate, which means it's not looking so great. Now it's just social influencers. They've taken over, so it's no longer really about the music.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I never
heard
of it.
Yeah, so I'm
what was
I'm
it, a festival or something?
Yeah, it's a big festival, Coachella. You know, all these festivals. Now, the thing is, like, what I'm doing in my next project is I'm working on a series of 4D videos. So I can actually, you can go to Coachella by putting on a pair of GOG, which will take you there in virtual reality. And you can pick the bands you want to see. You can pick the bands you want to see, and you can be in the pit, and you don't have to break your leg.
But that's fun to be in the pit, especially when you got a camera and you're filming. Yeah, it's quite a challenge.
It sounds wonderful, but most of my friends that were in the pit in 1980 are in the hospital getting operations on their hip now.
Well, yeah, some of us are showing our age, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm looking up here in Coachella on the Wikipedia here, and I don't know. I don't see politics, housing. See,
Coachella?
All about the city, yeah.
Coachella, put Coachella Festival in.
Oh, okay. It says the radical makeup of the city was 38% white. Sounds like a bunch of rednecks. Vacation rentals? No, no. Let's see. Coachella
Festival.
But don't wander around the neighborhood. You might get shot. Let's see, Coachella Festival in Indio. Ah, there we go.
There you go.
Music Festival 2022. So it's not in the city of Coachella. It's just called Coachella Music Festival in Indio. Okay, so what began as modest size West Coast Music Festival? Hey, where'd it go? It disappeared from me. What the hell? It's trying to give me seats, sell me seats. Okay. has grown into one of the country's biggest and most anticipated live concert events of the year. Launched in 1999 from its permanent home at Empire Polo Field in Indio, California, the earliest installments of Coachella Music Festival featured jam-packed lineups over a single weekend. Oh boy, stage crews must have had fun. And their lineups over the years have been comprised of a mix of artists offering a little something for everyone. Okay, and it says the 2022 lineup will be headlined by Harry Styles, Billie Eilish, The Weeknd, and Swedish House Mafia. I never heard of any of them, but, you know, I guess if they say it's a big pull, I don't know. They got to make their money somehow. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so I know that you have a gig coming up in, tomorrow, at the Oracle Tavern in Los Angeles.
Yes.
And who's going to be playing with you?
I have a metal band. I think they're called, like, Death Metal Cult. And I have some poets early in the evening at 6 o'clock. I have Linda Albertano and the stand-up cellist for Fat and Fucked Up. And
oh, God, I haven't heard of them in years, Fat and Fucked Up. Wow, I didn't even know they were still together. I saw them years ago.
You know, they get together and, you know, I still hang around with everyone that I hung around with since 1980. So,
well, you're still dragging me along.
Fat and Fucked Up and all those bands I played with at Cafe Lhasa and Largo and, you know, Jean-Pierre's clubs. And then, you know, I booked New Wave Theater, so I know everybody from, you know, Keith Morris's first gig. Even when Dez was still the lead singer, we put them on TV, so... All the New Wave Theaters can be found on the Internet Archive. There's 25 editions, which is 25 editions, 5 bands each. But we really did like 300 shows. So a lot of stuff is still never got edited or never got put out. And then there's like some kind of lawsuit to keep them from putting out the stuff from that time. But so I still hang out with, you know, Nina Hagen, and Lawrence Fishburne was the doorman at our underground clubs at the cafe.
Yeah, he was.
And stuff, remember?
Yes,
and,
I remember him very well.
Yeah, all these rock stars and movie stars are just our old punk rock friends grown up. And come on,
right.
Johnny Depp used to hang around the cafe with his band, what was it, the LA Angels?
Something like
rock
that, yeah.
Rock City Angels. Rock
Boy,
City
he's
Angels.
Getting railroaded. He's getting railroaded in the news right now in court. He's so arrogant, he's representing himself. And it doesn't matter how good you are at representing yourself, you just don't do it.
Well, he's high. You know, see, the thing is, when I look at their whole horrible history, those two, which are a bad advertisement for marriage.
Right,
and,
right.
And I think to myself, what do actors do? They act. So you
right.
put two actors in the same house, and they're going to try and out-act each other.
Sure. And that's what
that's
is happening on the court system right now with those two.
They're trying to out-act dude. Each other.
That's right. That's right. Corporate
so, you
duty.
Know, like, I would feel sorry for either one of them, but, like, they chose each other.
Right. Hey, you know, I got a kick out of that one part where I saw him getting angry because she was videotaping him. And I've actually done that with Doug Moody. When he started getting into one of his little fits, I said, I'm recording you now. And I told him, and I held it up. And he didn't believe me because it's just a phone, you know. He's from an old generation. And then when he finally calmed down, I said, now, would you like to see who started this argument? Here. And I would play it back for him, and he'd be a pious puppy all day.
There you go. That's the way it is. I mean, you practically have to do that. I had that one boyfriend who was in a band called, anyway, it doesn't matter. But I had this one boyfriend, and you had to, if he wouldn't know what he was doing because he was a speed freak. He wouldn't know what he was doing. So you have to, like, film it and then say, look at this. And then even then, it wasn't for sure he was going to own up to it.
Right.
You know, because in an alternative reality, you can always come up with alternative realities. But, you know, punk rock, you know, he was punk rock. Yeah, of course, I, you know, that was last of that. I mean, just too much drama. But still, you know, I mean, those two are, you know, they were high. She was fucking everything that moved. Did you check out her action? She was screwing Elon Musk. She was screwing, while she was with Johnny, he had a key to their apartment. Elon Musk had a key to her apartment with Johnny. And then they were like, oh no, we didn't get together till after they broke up, and it's no big deal. But he gave her $7 million, and he had a key to her apartment, and they have him making out inside the elevator. And then that James Franco guy she was with, they show her going down on him. The picture looks like I don't know if she was actually going down on him, but it allegedly, and according to that picture, you know, you usually aren't on your knees in a picture with a guy.
In an elevator.
And then they were talking about how she was doing a three-way with Elon Musk, with one of her girlfriends.
Where do you get all this juicy stuff?
Dude, I get it all. Because, you know, because I'm kind of like that. I'm like, oh, she's having a party. How come I didn't get invited, you know? What you think? This is this the 80s or what, you know?
Right.
It wasn't so scary. It wasn't so, like, 80s you heard about shit like this. And it wasn't a big deal, but it's like now, I mean, she's married to Johnny Depp, and she's like all over the fucking place.
Oh, well, it kind of sounds kind of crazy. I feel
now,
a song coming on.
I feel some punk rock. Why don't you play some Rock City Angels so you can just, like, anyway, thanks for letting me talk to you guys. And, yeah, punk rock, I know all this stuff just because I'm a gossip. You should invite me on every week to talk about what's going on in the world.
Well, what's going on in Hollywood today?
Today, it's just another day in Hollywood. That's why I was telling you about Amber and Johnny. Because they were living like 10 blocks away from me, so.
Wow.
You must have
heard
style.
All their arguments. I couldn't believe some of that film, you know. I mean, he's throwing stuff all over the place. I mean, he's got a temper. Whee!
Yeah, but wait a minute. If you shat on my pillow, we'd have some problems. I heard that it's trending. Amber Turd is trending, and so is Me Poo instead of Me Too.
Okay.
So you know, these are children of the punk rock generation.
Right, that's true.
I used to go hang out with Johnny down at the Viper Room and check out, like, his scene, his, like, friends and the scene down there. It's nice to own your own nightclub, you know?
Right.
And it's kind of weird how Johnny's going through all this and they're about to destroy the Viper Room, which was his legacy.
Right.
It's sad, you know? The timing is just really bad.
Right. Well,
all you punk rockers out there, Candace is going to play you some of our favorite music. So get up, get down, get over, get out, and get into the pit with Q. Candace.
Oh!
On this punk rock radio station.
Some pretty juicy stuff about Johnny Depp and Amber. You know, they've been playing this stuff all over the place. I mean, they've got like 20 years difference between the two of them, and I know what that's like because I married a man 20 years older than me. And I would never advise anyone to marry someone that much older than you because they become paranoid. Every move you make, they think you're going to be doing something, you know, secretly, and all these secret lovers and stuff. And it's like, I'm the kind of person, I was true, you know, I was true to my marriage. And you know, I see all these cases that's going in the news right now, you know, of all these affairs. But, you know, a lot of these people invite it, and you know, they think it's okay. But then as time goes by, you know, they realize that it's not okay. And then they result to, you know, physical violence.
Well, I've had, like, my last punk rock boyfriend was so violent, but it's because it was the speed. And it's like, I didn't do speed, so it would be him and then me that wasn't high. So he'd be having temper tantrums, pretty much like Johnny Depp. Not that he does speed, he didn't do that. But we, you know, when you like different drugs than the person you're dating, you don't want to do the same drugs that they're doing. You're not going to be on the same frequency. So, like, right. You know, like, I don't know what she's on. She seems to be, just a freaking nightmare. But, you know, she just reminds me of Courtney Love. She reminds me of Courtney. She reminds me of that whole, the attitude and, like, being able to shit on someone's pillow. That's a Courtney move. So,
I think it's a, I hate to say it because I'm a native Californian fifth generation, but it seems to be a learned bad behavior of Californians that I'm seeing, that they have this condescending attitude that they're just better than everybody else and their shit doesn't stink and they can just run around and do anything they want and nobody cares, you know?
Entitled,
I mean,
you mean?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I found it in my neighborhood. You know, I wanted to get out of L.A. because there was too much going on and I wanted my kids to have a safe place to move. And then I moved right into the middle of literal hell. You know, people shooting at you just because you're driving down your road and there's, like, no house around for miles, you know. And it's like, who are these idiots coming out of the woodwork? And then they drag you to court and they make up all these lies. And it's like, oh, my God, I left L.A. to get away from that shit, you know. First time I got suspended from school, this girl made up these lies that I beat her up every day after school. I didn't even know her name. I didn't even know who she was. I had never even been in a fight before. But she came at me in the bathroom, and it was, like, on, you know. I kicked her with my cowboy boots.
Well, I have been through that. I have been, you know, I mean, I was tortured. I was the only black kid in every school, so I had to, you know, I had to kick some ass. We had to get some rules straight, you know, like,
right?
This shit's not going to fly. But I'd come home, my mother would say, if you don't kick their ass, I'll kick yours. So if I came home crying that someone was mean to me, I was going to get a beating at home.
Oh, boy. Well, that's not good.
So you had to make a decision whose ass was getting kicked. It wasn't going to be mine after a while.
Yeah, I remember my mom and dad were into the corporal punishment thing, and by the time I was 15, my mom hit me for the last time, and I doubled my fist, and I said, come on. She never hit me again.
Yeah, I was 40 the last time my mother came at me, and I was like, are you kidding me?
Right?
I'm like, are you?
I think there's something wrong with that generation.
Mind?
There's something definitely wrong with that generation of our parents who are now in their 80s and close to 90s, you know? Very strange.
I told my parents, I'm like, they freed the slaves. Did you get the email? It's 200 years old. Leave me alone. Now they're like, oh, please come home. I'm like, are you kidding me? They're like, oh, she just left. I'm like, I left when I was 14.
Right. Yeah, those
I
were the days, though.
A long time.
In the 70s,
okay,
I mean.
Like, you know, we punk kids all made our own family. We
I was
were
just
going to
say that. We
family.
Made our own street family, yeah. It's through music, actually, you know, the punk rock scene.
Through music.
Our,
what, we knew what we hated, and we knew what we liked.
Yeah,
and
we could get on stage and sing about it.
That
it's
was
good
the fun
to,
part.
Yeah, it's good
like,
to be able to get up there.
I hate disco. I hate disco. Keith Levine from Public Image Limited said, I don't know what I like, but I do know what I hate.
There you go.
So, yeah, it looks like Mystic is going to be part of the online punk museum from here on out, and we'll be promoting your show and your records on our site, and I'm really excited about that.
Wow, do tell.
Well, you know, I'm the boss, so
hey,
I decided
Captain.
That, you know, we're going to have Mystic be a big part of the L.A. Punk Museum and the Berlin, New York, San Francisco, and
well,
London.
Well, yeah, Mystic really did bring a lot to the table in the early 80s, you know. Doug Moody was willing to throw away a couple hundred grand on these kids that he found very inspiring because, you know, being a teenager in England when they were being bombed, you know, he was born in 1928, so, you know, figure when he was 14, London was being bombed, and, you know, then he comes along, you know, he had golden hits, man. The dude made bucks, you know. And then here along come these Hollywood kids who are singing about the changes they want to see in their lives and the things going on in their lives. And he found it refreshing. And, yeah, he lost a lot of money, but you know what? He put a lot of music out there. I mean, he recorded over 500 bands. 300 of them made it to vinyl, you know. But he has no regrets.
I was his secretary for like 6 months.
Yeah, I heard about that. That is so cool.
Yeah, so I got to see, like, King's Brandon Cruz's band when he was, like, still underage. I've known him since he was, like, 14, 15.
Yeah.
Like,
a lot of those
whole
guys were real young.
Yeah, underage, but with a little budget. Yeah, because, you know, it was like, hang out there, go to Mystic, do your thing, go get drinks at Cafe de Grand.
They better
that
not.
Was it.
No wonder we got busted for selling to minors.
Yep, that's everybody came over there. I didn't know you guys got busted, but I assumed that, you know, I mean, Michael let everyone in. You know, that was his way.
We did, you know. Just the real young ones, I used to tell them, don't let me catch you with a beer or any booze or you're going to get your ass thrown out.
Yep. Well, we did what we could, but we really wanted to make sure that the younger generation got to be part of the movement.
And they did. You know, a lot of those kids said that, you know, it kept them off the street, gave them something to look forward to. And you know, the Café du Grand was like their home away from home where they could be themselves, you know.
Mm-hmm.
No posers.
Well, yeah, no posers. Yeah, so I'll be doing shows at the Oracle Tavern every Sunday from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. It's downtown Chinatown adjacent. And I have a radio show, a podcast that you can access online called The Punkcast. That's PUNKAST.com. ThePunkcast.com. And it's interviews with Professor Jessica from UCLA with prominent underground punk rock stars, my friends like Texacala Jones and Christy Jordan from the Flesh Eaters and Anthony Osgang from the Lowbrow Art Movement and, you know, Robbie Krieger from The Doors. So it's all outsider interviews with, you know, Jutan Dimond from Christian Death, Rick Agnew, Mary Diana Cancer from 45 Grave, you know, our family, our little punk rock family, and it's just making sure that their voices are archived for UCLA.
Right, because those bands all go back to the 80s, and there's still a lot of the old bands around. I mean, look at Crankshaft, you know, Dave just redid all the old songs and put out a beautiful album, and we're getting ready to cut some lacquers and put it on vinyl. It's a really good album. He's done quite well, you know, and like the rest of us, you know, we were young kids and rather reckless, and we're feeling our youth in our older days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure we are. Yeah. Well, you know, you still have to put in to get something out of it. You know, you got to put something in it. So.
Oh, yeah, we have a lot of good memories to look back on and films, too. You know, Lewis has got all those good, great films at the cafe.
Yes. I remember when they were doing that Lauren Bacall, Lauren Hutton movie, this werewolf vampire movie, and I don't know if they shot there, but I came in one afternoon and there's Lauren Hutton, like this supermodel, chatting me up at the bar of the Café de Grand. I'm like, really? It was downstairs. I used to sing with Top Jimmy, and we'd back up X when they'd play.
Nice.
And I was singing backup for the Blasters, and sometimes singing backup for the Rhythm Pigs. And
very good.
I'm not really a backup singer, but I had a good time doing it, and we had fun. And you know, we had Blue Monday, so that was the blues night. That was when you'd have X would stop in to hang out with the Blasters on Mondays.
Yeah, they did.
And then the rest of the week would just be kind of rock and roll-y, you know, catch as catch can, a little bit of super hardcore, like rigor mortis in the house,
yep.
You know.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, it was good fun. I was there every day after work, so, you know.
The cafe is still there.
I know, it's a Christian, they're praying away all of our sins in there. It's like some Christian, like, I'm like, oh, they're praying hard in there because El Duce was jerking off on the corner right here in front of the place. So I saw him do it to completion. And I'm like, whoa, that's really bold, Eldon. Did you know that after the cafe closed, they went into a room that we didn't know was there. They broke through a wall and they found $1 million worth of video.
Those old films,
movie films, $1 million worth.
Right. Yeah, there was like a shower way, way in the back there, and we used to sneak in there and smoke pot.
And it was behind there?
Uh-huh.
Can you imagine $1 million? You'd be so stoked.
I mean, we could have made the cafe look so good for, you know, some that money, but, you know, we did the best we could, though. I mean, you know, a lot of people complain about, you know, different things in the club, but, you know, we really did a good job there, and toward the end, you know, we got the stage upstairs and everything and got rid of the Rolling Stones DJ. Sorry, Shane. It was better to have two bands going at the same time, you know, and then the downstairs didn't get so smelly.
Yeah, it was great. It was great. Did I ever tell you about the time that Dobbs pissed me off and I had to pick him up and toss him down a flight of stairs for hitting Michael?
Ow, I didn't know he actually got to physical violence too.
He hit Michael hard.
Wow.
I was like, oh, no, you won't. I tried defending him. That was all I could do.
Wow.
But, yeah, no, he socked the crap out of Michael. And Michael is such a nice guy.
He was nice. He really was. He's the best guy I ever worked for, you know. Always wanting to, you know, have something improved, you know.
Great guy, yeah. Dobbs and I never got along after that because I felt like he was mean to Michael, and I didn't like that.
Well, I don't
so
think
I
there's
never...
ever any excuse to... sink to physical violence. It's just not necessary, you know.
Well, he was right up in Michael's face. He like totally socked him super hard, and I was like, what the hell?
Right.
Anyway, they're both dead now. They're slugging it out in the netherworld.
Yeah, they are. I got a 44-second chainsaw fight song for that. You want to hear it?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Bunch of guys.
Yeah, well,
Vegas.
You know, I thought that was pretty rocking.
Holy
I like
shit,
those songs that are under a minute. Yeah, under a minute. That's about right, you know.
Well, you can get 60 bands on one CD for if they're under a minute.
There you go. Thinking ahead, thinking progressively.
Well, that was Doug Moody who came up with that.
That works for me. I think it's a good idea. You have every band that's on your top 10 for 6 weeks and put them all on there, but they all have to write a new song. You have to make them write a new song so that they'll write a new song. Then they'll write 10 new songs if you tell them to write one.
Well, that's a good idea.
Yeah, inspire them. Get them going.
I know how to inspire them. I've got a minute and a half song here. You want to hear it?
Let's hear it.
F-S-U. If this doesn't inspire anybody to get up off their ass, I don't know what will. Album I'm putting out, the Bedlam Royal Lunatics.
Well, they sound pretty hardcore.
Oh, yeah.
You got any new English bands, that we can hear?
Sure. We've got Bleed, UK Punk Degenerates, and Vomit, and let me see, what have I got here on my board?
Pull it up. Let's rock some British rock.
Oh, here's a good one. How about Shit for Brains?
There you go. Shit for Brains.
Just the same.
Times the other day, I noticed an article where cities look to combat heat islands, but growth is slow. So they're planting trees to try to get some of the heat from the concrete and asphalt cities, the extreme heat, even around the world, you know. They're finding that...
Well, you know, like in the last couple of days and for the next couple of days, there's like heat, sun blobs that are coming from the sky because the sun is expelling large projectiles that are coming towards the earth. So I say party because you don't know when you're going to be taken out.
Oh, you make me feel so good.
Well, let's play a song to commemorate the fact that, let's have some rigor mortis.
Oh, you know, In the Trenches, I've got that here somewhere. Let me think for a minute. Well, I'll play MCP-13 while I look for rigor mortis. How about that?
Okie dokie.
Hey, yeah. About that feedback. I just finally found rigor mortis in the trenches and it didn't upload correctly.
It's dedicated to Big Ed.
It is. It's Big Ed's rigor mortis because, you know, they sold the name. Mike told me that they sold the name rigor mortis to a band, a metal band in Arizona. So I had to title it something. So I thought a tribute to Big Ed would be cool, Big Ed's rigor mortis, because it was Big Ed's rigor mortis. There is no other rigor mortis except Big Ed's, you know, that we were involved with, you know.
That's right.
Anyway, a tribute to rigor mortis. Here, think positive, RKL.
Thank you.
California has the cool April Nights car and motorcycle festival. And right now they're at the Lithia Chevrolet on Cypress Avenue in Redding, showing off all these fantastic cars and motorcycles. It's a lot of fun. And then we cruise down the boulevard. We're actually allowed to cruise down the boulevard in our classic vehicles. I've got a bunch of classics, but none of them are street ready. Hello?
Yeah.
Is there anybody out there?
Yay. So I'm here listening to my little dog snore. She's snoring.
Oh, goodness.
And I was thinking the Cruel World Festival is going to happen here, I think. I think it's at like very, very soon. And that one has like everybody in the world going to it except me, because I'm waiting for my press pass to get in. And, of course, nobody's calling me back because I'm just not big enough for them to give a press pass to. So I'm waiting and waiting, and I'll probably not be able to go. But I don't like crowds. I don't care how many rock stars are there. I don't want to really join, like, this giant. I don't like the whole, you know, COVID is on the rise again.
It
so
is.
I'm not all inspired to go hang out in a crowd of people.
That's right. So take a stand. 45 seconds. Here we go. Take a stand.
We could be in a party. We changed all the stage. But we're ready to relaunch. Now we're the ones to play. Control by using money and protection. Stuck a flame with $1 million plan. Go to work. Go to school. Go to the spring. They want to teach you to your friends. Moderate in a dead world.
Okay, well, you know, Earth Day's coming up, and we're encouraging everybody to plant more trees, so urban forests have to get creative with the space available, because they can lower the heat in the city by 10 degrees Fahrenheit with a tree canopy.
And cannabis. Plant more cannabis, willy-nilly.
All right.
It's
here,
legal,
about,
so you can plant it everywhere, and it grows like weed.
Right. And, you know, to think that I fought this 20-year battle to keep my ranch because all these idiots wanted to plant cannabis here when it was illegal, you know. And now that it's legal, they just grow it in their own yards. Oh, but they're draining the water table, so go figure, right? How about some Stukas from Bedrock? You remember them, Tequila?
Oh, yeah. I used to book that band. I love them.
I do, too. Here's one of their songs.
Stukas over Bedrock! Crash on the street. Cars collide. Body went through the window pane and died. One of the steering comes stuck the way through. Got hanging on the end and make you want to puke. Both drivers dead and his wife takes a turn. My car is my god. Sacrifice the service. Car got to sleep. Yes, he was sleeping. Went to final place. For 20 years they worship this icon. Now they think the fight for the foolish. Come on, all you fucking assholes. In your hot rod car, you are fucking stupid. With your head up your ass, you fuck your muffler. And your brain exhaust, it has turned your soul to carburetor exhaust. You drive your car fucked up on Quaaludes. You only kill each other.
Car God from Stukas on Bedrock. And did you ever notice when you're walking somewhere and some guy in a big fancy car pulls up and revs his engine, it's like, I'm supposed to be impressed, right?
Yeah. You could act impressed, though. You could be like Amber Heard and act.
Act.
I'm so sick of it. I'm so sick of it.
I'm so sick of it. I'm so sick of it. I'm so sick of it.
I like that. That's good stuff. You could even play Shit for Brains for me again. I like it.
You know, that's another clip off of the new compilation album coming up. I'm so excited about it. We're going to launch it in vinyl, CD, and downloading. And, it's got some really great songs on it. It moves along so well. I'm just so excited about it. And I have to go through my catalog and pull out too many songs that I have duplicates of, and it's been a lot of paperwork to get it going. But, you know, I'm also trying to learn a new program. And
I'm your experiment. I'm your little experiment. I'm your first victim, right?
Yes, because the CD manufacturer I was using, they had a user-friendly thing, platform where you just log into your account and you pull up their format for the tray cards, and you just put it on, and then you submit it to them, and they proof it, and you okay it, and bam, you're out the door. And why they went out of business, I have no idea. They went out of business on the early onset of COVID. And, you know, it was a good company I was with for a long time. And it just, these companies, they want to charge you like $125 for their artist to do the tray cards. And it's like, no, I enjoy doing them myself. You know, so my task this weekend, because your CD needs to come out, is going to be Adobe Illustrator. I've got like 5 YouTube channels pulled up for when I'm off of the air. I can go ahead and put that together and put my brain to work. Yes. I've got your songs ready to go. I've got the artwork ready to go. I just need the format for the tray card to type in the songs and all the legal beagle stuff we have to have on CDs and records. Yes.
What are we using on the cover? I forgot.
The I Spy artwork from, I can't pronounce his
Anthony
name.
Right.
How do you pronounce his last name?
Anthony Ausgang.
Yeah, what she said. I still can't get it. I would be so embarrassed to have to introduce him.
He's a lowbrow artist. That means he hangs, it's a whole movement that happened in California that's like hot rods and lowbrow art, which is like comic book art made as fine art.
It's good. He's quite an accomplished artist. I like his work.
He's best friends with our best friend, Robert Williams, who did the Appetite for Destruction album cover for Guns N' Roses.
I haven't seen Robert in years. Do you know how to get a hold of him?
He doesn't use the internet.
Well, give him my phone number. Tell him Candy wants to hear from him. He was such a good friend of mine so many years back. In fact, the last time I saw him, we went to the right around the street, right around the corner from the Zero that was down on Fountain and Fountain Avenue. They rented that big warehouse, and Screaming Sirens played, and Donnie did was the MC that night, and the line was like down and around the block forever. And our doorman Craig was working there, and me and Robert were going to the back of the line, and he runs up and he grabs me and spins me around. He said, "No, girl, you're not going to wait in that line." And Robert snuck in with me. It was fun. It was a great New Year's Eve party they had there in that big warehouse on the corner.
I will send him a note, but he doesn't really respond to me. He, you know, him and his wife are real. They live outside of the city, and they don't want anything to do with us city folk.
Oh, well,
so,
you know.
You know how, they're a sweet couple, you know. He's crazy and wonderful, and they live,
I remember, didn't he play, if my memory serves me right, didn't he play with Frank Zappa?
Different Robert Williams.
Oh,
my Robert
okay.
Williams is a well-known Zap comic book artist.
Well,
your Robert Williams is my old friend who was in Public Image Limited.
Oh, well, that's the one I want to say hi to.
He was a drummer. Yeah, that guy was a drummer in Public Image Limited.
Yes,
and he,
yes, a drummer. Yes,
sued,
that's right.
He sued Johnny Rotten, and he was on Judge Judy with Johnny Rotten.
Really? Oh, I would have loved to have seen that.
It's
that
really good.
Classic.
You should look it up.
It's probably
good
on
television.
YouTube somewhere. Oh, okay. Well, wow, I didn't know there were two Robert Williams in our circle.
Mm-hmm.
But he did say that he drew, unless it was a different, maybe I got them both mixed up.
No, it's totally different. Totally
I remember
different.
The one who
like,
said he drew the Guns N' Roses logo. We were at a party somewhere in the valley.
Different guy.
Ah, okay.
When's
okay.
the drummer?
Yeah, that's
like
the one. That's
dude.
The one I went to the New Year's Eve party with. Zappa's
yeah.
old drummer. Yeah.
Yeah, he's the one that sued Johnny Rotten because he thought that he should have a hotel room as equal to John's, and John likes to treat everybody like a slave. So he gets the good room and you get the shit room.
Oh.
And he sued him, and
yeah,
so they went
win?
On Judge Judy.
Yeah.
No, he lost.
Oh goodness.
He lost. But when you're on Judge Judy, you get paid anyway.
Right.
But John turned on the charm with Judge Judy. He was like turning the charm on. Older woman charm.
There you go.
I'm talking to an older woman, and I'm going to turn on the charm.
Right. Oh, goodness.
So, yeah, good old punk rock days.
Right.
Still going on. We're still punk rock, but we just like to do it our way. And it seems that you guys have made too many damn rules out of nothing.
Who has?
You're only punk if you're this. You're only punk if you're that.
No.
The only prerequisite we had for being punk was being punk. I know I am. I'm not like you. I know I am. I'm not like you.
What here, go home!
Ah, that was what's his name? From SWA, SWA. Meryl.
You got any UXA?
I only have Mystic Bands on here.
I thought Dee Dee recorded there. I recorded with her at Mystic.
Oh, I do have that, but here we go. Somebody you remember?
Listen, everybody, you must understand. It's happening outside the Cafe T Grand. Beer's too expensive and you're poor. Go head down to the liquor store.
Good time.
Oh,
Eldon.
Oh,
Eldon Hope. Ah, the mentors. You know who I miss? Black Randy. Black Randy of the Metro Squad.
I remember him. He started as a roadie with them.
He was a telephone operator. He sold bad ink to people.
Oh, goodness.
I saw her in the store. He looked like I glass door. Said she whispered in there. He gave a smile and said, people have come to interfere. Then he left the stripper up my bottle home that night. want your better life. You turn up a close, look at how the box of fortune is hard rubber cock. And a dead and spirit, I slide this rock with the sky.
Government issue, by the way. Right, so we've got about 13 minutes left to the show here. If anybody has a favorite song they'd like to hear, I'll be right here at 646-478-3594. Give us a call. He'll be coming right through here. Tonight he's in Eugene, Oregon at the WOW Hall. Starts at 8 o'clock tonight. I'm going to get a hold of him and see if I can catch him on his way back down and have him come here and film a video and do a little photo shoot for him.
Sounds good.
That would be fun. Yeah. So if anybody's in Portland, this is a show you want to go see, Mike Watt. And let's see, the band that he's with now is called MSSV. Their 41st gig of the MSSV Haru Tour 2020 night. And that was last night. Or, no, that's tonight. Thank you so much. I don't know. It doesn't make sense. It says April 23rd, so it must be on tonight. Anyway, back to Tequila Mockingbird in the studio here. Tequila, tell us what's going on.
I made a peanut butter sandwich. I suggest everyone have one.
Don't poke the bear. Oh, holy shit, and zombie-eating sharks.
That's right. Watching lots of period pieces on Netflix, because what else is there to do? So the Sex Pistols is going to be coming out in a 6-part series on Netflix.
All right.
But everyone's flipping out already. Because, of course, it's not the Sex Pistols. So even though they weren't really there, and it was written by Steve Jones, who was on the set and approved it, it's still not good enough for people who weren't there.
All right.
So it will be coming on Netflix. You'll be able to see for yourself. I don't know if it's as bad as the Germs movie, but we will find out. And it's actually produced by Danny Boyle, who did Slumdog Millionaire and won an Oscar. So I don't know how horrible it could be, except it won't be the Sex Pistols. And Johnny Rotten, of course, got kicked off the off the movie before it even
started. And why do I not doubt it?
Kicked out before he even got the thing happening. And so he's bad-mouthed the boys and how they would never have a career without him, and without him they'd be nothing. And he's playing at the Cruel World Festival down here in a couple of weeks.
Oh, fun.
So, in beginning of May.
Very good.
What can I tell you? Everybody better get it in now because there's a new variant on the rise. So get out there and see what you can while you can, because who knows what the future brings.
That's right. Well, I've got a song here by Bomb Squad. You remember them? They're up in Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
About Surf's It.
I was reading like a list of like bands that are playing around town right now. So, yeah, what were you saying?
Oh, okay. Well, I've got one here for you from the UK. Vomit, Society Breakdown.
Vomit!
Yeah.
Stop and fall.
know, Hospital Food is another UK band that recently came to Mystic. And April 29th, they're performing with Nathan and the Outpatients. And this is in the UK, of course. And let me see. Westgate 23. They don't, oh, there it is. Okay, so yeah, 23 Westgate in the UK if anybody wants to go. Anybody in the UK. You know, we have listeners from all over the world. We have them in Sweden and UK, and most of them are in the United States, of course, but, you know. So, did you find any good bands that are playing, Tequila?
Yeah. On Sunday, the Faith Jones Band is playing at Molly Malone's for $12.
Selfie.
Yeah.
Facebook is a fucking asshole. Fuck you and your fucking friends. Thumbs up for you, why you problems. My clothes fly over your head. You tree rat. Fuck you. You suck. Eat shit. Go fuck yourself. Shit about what you ate. I don't care about political taste. I don't care about your dead grandma. Bitch, you're wrong when you get chihuahua. I don't wanna know about your malady. Don't post pictures of the food you eat. I don't give a shit about who you're with. They suck like you. Call you the dick. Facebook is a fucking asshole. Fuck you. Fucking friend. Thumbs up for you, why you problem. My post fly over your head. You train wreck. Fuck you. You suck. Eat shit. Go fuck yourself. You made a post about that wedding. And no one cares about your ugly ass kid. Equity is another young fuck, you're not defining your humor sucks. I don't give a shit about your friends or connections or your relationship. It's my sloppy second. Facebook is a fucking asshole. Fuck you and your fucking friends. Thumbs up for your wide problem. My post fly over your head. You tree wreck. Fuck you. You suck.
Okay, well, we're down to the last 60 seconds of the show, and I want to thank you all for tuning in. And Tequila, will you have one last thing to say to our listeners?
Fantastic. I mean, what can I say? Eat shit, fuck off, everybody that I don't fucking like and that you don't fucking like, okay?
I love that song by the Whining Pussies. All right, guys and girls, have a great day, and don't you forget to party or go home, and we will see you next time. Bye.
Nothing inspires the words fuck off more than somebody asking me to watch my language.
There you go.
Bye-bye.
Have a good day. Bye.